Welcome to Hometown Highlights, where we sit down with professionals, business owners, and community members. There are so many unique and incredible stories in the individuals and businesses that surround us every day. Here on Hometown Highlights, we bring attention to these stories and bring them to the spotlight. We also want to thank our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. We appreciate their support in creating this podcast. Now, let's jump into the conversation.
We want to welcome you to another episode of Hometown Highlights. We have a few special guests with us today from Van Buren High School. We have McKenna Morey and Lainey Bond and Principal Kevin Schaut. We have a really, really fun episode planned. These girls are doing a lot for their school. They're doing some fundraising, some projects, and we really want to dig in with what they're doing and what they're accomplishing over there. So both of these ladies are juniors at Van Buren, and how are you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing good? Awesome. Let's start off. I forgot. Dom, how are you today, my co-host?
Good. Doing fantastic this morning.
Awesome. Lainey, McKenna, are you guys Apple or Android users?
Apple
all the way. And then are you guys morning or night people?
Night. I'd probably say morning.
Oh, we got a little split. So that's interesting. So let's talk about what are you guys involved with currently at the school?
Well, I'm McKenna, and I'm involved in volleyball, basketball, track, and National Honor Society. I'm Lainey, and I'm in National Honor Society, and I do cheer.
Nice. Of the athletics, McKenna, which is your favorite sport that you play?
Probably volleyball.
Is that the one you've been playing the longest, or do you enjoy the team aspect, or what makes volleyball the best for you?
I've been playing it the longest, and I'm just better at it, so it's more fun.
Fair enough. It definitely makes it more exciting, a little more fun as well. That is cool. You know, so outside of sports then, you know, you mentioned about, you know, NHS, and, you know, I know, McKenna, you are also involved with 4-H as well. And have been involved with that for many years. You know, as far as the 4-H, you know, you said that you've been involved with various projects. You know, is there a certain project that sticks out to you the most, one that was the most fun or the most exciting during your time and still currently in 4-H?
Well, I always take a market lamb project, and that's always very fun and time consuming. But I also take some STILL projects too. So, like, I do a leadership project every year and a flower garden and things like that. It's very fun.
That's awesome. Cool. And Lainey, what do you enjoy to do, you know, outside of school, outside of cheer, you know, any hobbies or activities that you have?
I work a lot.
Okay.
Funny.
Fair enough. That is fair. Well, let's dig into it then, kind of get into the meat and potatoes, you know, why we have you two ladies on today. So both of you, you know, have been in the process of, you know, going for that Student of the Year award, you know, with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society fundraiser. So tell me a little bit more about that fundraiser. You know, how many students were involved with that? Was that something through the school, through Van Buren? How did you get involved with this fundraiser?
Well, we learned about the fundraiser from our teacher, Mr. Barat, and we sent it to our NHS advisor, Ms. Ulrich, and she sent it out to people, and it caught me and Lainey's eye. So we both joined it. And then most of our fundraisers have been through the school. We did raffles at the girls' basketball games. We did a Bring the Change event in the elementary school and the middle school, and that raised a big bulk of our fundraising. We also included Arlington schools in our fundraising. They did the Bring the Change event throughout the whole school. And then they also did a Jeans Week, and we also did a Jeans Week with our teachers too.
Yeah.
At the event, I think there was probably like 6 to 8 teams, probably. 11 teams?
Yeah.
Okay, there was about 11 teams, and like they each had like, a lot of people had one person, or they had like 3, and then you have team members. And we just had one team member, and she was just one of our friends.
But our whole school was involved. We just had less team members than the other team. And then, you know.
Oh, and we had a program ad. We got a program ad from NWO, and that raised us like about $2,000.
And then we also had a lot of very supportive community members in Van Buren that really helped with our fundraising and donated and spread the word about our donation pages and things like that.
Do you guys have a total at this point where you're at?
We raised about just over $17,000.
Wow.
And what was the time frame of this fundraiser?
It was 7 weeks. It was January 21st to March 7th.
Wow, that is awesome. So do you know the results then as far as the like student of the year aspect of it?
We didn't win, but it was a really great experience. And of course, like the cause is just amazing. And the total of the 11 teams, it was more Toledo based. We were the only school from Hancock County. Raised $194,000 altogether.
Wow,
that is awesome.
And then, Kevin, what is your perspective on what was being done?
I was super impressed with the student leadership. I mean, they, as I mentioned, they kind of took it and ran with this entire project. I did little to nothing other than say, hey, let me know how I can help or approve their fundraisers, things like that. This was totally student driven, even reaching out to the staff members to get participation. Following up, collecting the money, counting the money, turning it in, the email correspondence, the updates, everything's been the girls, and they've done a fantastic job.
Awesome. Yeah, it's impressive to me that not only the 17,000, but the big number, almost 200,000 that was raised for a good cause and something that's, it's going to help somebody in need. So that's really neat for you guys to step up and do that. So thank you for the community, the Findlay Hancock County area for what you've done and the work. I will say that as a small business owner that we need people like you, and we do greatly appreciate what you've done. So thank you for that as a side note.
And I would love to hear from the two girls as well. What is your why? Like, why did you choose? I know you said that you had this fundraiser presented to you, by a teacher. But as far as, what was your why? Is there a specific pull to the, specifically to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society?
My grandpa actually passed away in 2008 from lymphoblastic leukemia and lymphoma. So that really drove me and my family to help with this cause too.
My grandpa currently has a type of leukemia, and I just thought it would be really nice to raise money for it for a good cause.
That's awesome. That is cool to hear, just kind of your heart and your why behind, being a part of this fundraiser. And, obviously, just further motivates you to, be involved and be able to help out, like Ryan said, and, with the community as well. And both of you going through those circumstances with having, your grandpa's being impacted by leukemia and lymphoma. So from here, are there plans to continuously be involved with this organization? What does, the next step look like from here? Or is there, is this an annual fundraiser that they have or semi-annual, once, twice a year? What does the next step look like?
We have an exit meeting with our representative from LLS, Allison Bissell. And I think in that meeting, we'll get asked if we want to continue to do this next year. And it will continue to be the same. We'll meet again in November-ish and then start our campaign again next year.
That's cool. That is awesome to see. Yeah, potentially being able to provide that feedback and also hopefully continue forward with the organization as well. So you mentioned, you know, very briefly earlier, you know, about the NWO businesses, but then also individuals that have, you know, contributed to your fundraiser. You know, can you tell me, I would love to hear from both of you, as far as what has that community support been like for you with during this fundraiser, you know, specifically that Van Buren community and, you know, those individuals that have walked alongside you?
The community support was very good, like way better than I expected. I didn't expect everybody, like whenever we would walk into like a business and ask for their support, like most of the time they wanted to support and help our cause.
We did like a downtown Finley raffle basket, and everybody was very giving and very willing to contribute to that for our cause and stuff. So it was very nice. It was really good.
That's awesome. That's cool. Well, thank you. You know, appreciate your time, McKenna and Lainey, just being able to share your story and just this fundraiser, you know, and again, your heart behind it and just the way that you two are being able to make an impact in your community in Van Buren and Hancock County, but then also in Northwest Ohio with those schools in Toledo as well.
We do appreciate your time, guys. And thank you for jumping on and sharing your story. You know, we just greatly appreciate, you know, young people, juniors in high school, doing such great things. So thank you for everything you've done. And you know, you guys are preparing yourself for the next step. So we appreciate young people with a good head on their shoulders and doing good things for the community. Everyone comes together it's just very cool to see, as a young adult, a professional adult, and to see what you guys are doing. So thank you for that. And Kevin, you've got two amazing ladies there at your school. I know they're not the only two that are of positive, you know, in the Van Buren School District, but thank you for sharing their story with us.
Yeah, happy to. Beyond the fundraising efforts, these are two amazing kids from two great families, very active in the community. These are about as well-rounded as students as you could imagine. Again, beyond the academics, two very strong students. Lainey is my daughter's favorite cheerleader, who turned 6 today. So nice. They're very active in the community and throughout the district, and we're very proud of them for what they do.
Yeah, thanks for sharing their story with us. We do appreciate it. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been the Hometown Highlights Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation. For similar interviews, you can subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again to our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to the next show.